Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. Some people say we're too buff.
Today's episode is brought to you by James DeMeyer, a king amongst men who I also assume is even more handsome than I. He donated to our Patreon account, and you can too. What a champ.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Joel Dusha.
And I'm Ellie Kathleen.
And today's topic is sandwiches.
Delicious.
Sandwich noise. Okay, so here's my question. What is the... You got to make your ultimate sandwich, but you can't use food.
Oh, no.
Go nuts. What are you making? No food, but the ultimate sandwich.
Wait, okay.
You're still using bread, because okay, otherwise good. It would yeah, not yeah, be yeah, a sandwich. Yeah, it would just be a collection bread. Of things.
That's a salad.
No, but it's still not food. That's like a bowl of nuts and bolts and a sock.
You got your bread.
Yeah. Yes.
So first slice of bread.
First, yeah, good. It's a sandwich now.
Probably got a bottom slice of bread.
Yeah.
And then I guess in the middle, you've just got like a fucking...
You've just got
a cheetah?
A whole cheetah?
How are you keeping the bottom slice of bread on the cheetah? In my mind, you're wrapping duct tape around the cheetah to keep the bread on it. Because, I mean, it is a cheetah sandwich you've made. Because if you put two slices of bread on anything, it's a sandwich. I was going to say, like, slice of bread.
Are we eating the sandwich? Because I don't think
no,
I can eat it.
No, not necessarily. Oh, okay. It's just the best sandwich. Slice of bread, collected work of, or let's say just Moby Dick, other slice of bread.
Educational
okay. Sandwich.
Yeah.
My sandwich is faster than yours, but you're going to learn something from your sandwich.
Exactly. I don't know if you learn much from Moby Dick, how to hunt whales.
But does he die in the end?
I think he gets... kind of caught up by his obsession with the white whale.
Does Captain... So. It's Captain Ahab, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
Does he get eaten by Moby Dick? Am I confused? Pinocchio?
That'd be wonderfully ironic.
Pinocchio and Moby Dick. Pinobi Dick.
The newest Disney
Pinobi
cartoon.
Dick, real name, no gimmicks.
In my mind, our sandwiches were being served at like a little sandwich shop on like a fucking
yeah, a
highway.
Deli.
Like
yeah.
A highway?
You could have a highway deli, I guess. It would be shit. But
yeah, it would.
It'll be attached. It'll be right next to a petrol station.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you got your gas station. You got your sandwich yeah. shop. You got your Moby Dick sandwich. You got your cheetah sandwich.
Exactly.
And you've got your...
I think in my sandwich it would have to be full of puns. So I'd put a slice of bread
yeah.
and then some nails because, you know, everyone needs more iron in their diet.
Okay.
Boom. And then maybe like a copy of that DVD with Will Smith, I Am Legend. Because I think somewhere else it got like released as... The omega, which, you know, I don't know, bread keeps telling me I need more omega in my diet.
Okay.
And then another slice.
Are you explaining the sandwich to people as they get it? Or are they like, why is my sandwich a DVD of I Am Legend
and some nails?
Nails. Well, if they don't like work it out straight away, I'd be like, well, you need to harden up.
Also,
see? Should you be mean or nice?
I like that you tried to pick her idea apart. Like, ours was so fucking
well,
great.
If somebody's like, I'll just have the cheetah, and they bring, like, lead out the cheetah on a leash to me, like, wow, and they're like, here you go. They're like, well, that is just a cheetah. And if they're like, the Moby Dick, and they're like, that's just a book in bread, like, they're one, they're like, I feel like there's meaning here. The worst part is that if you explain the meaning to people, they're going to expect meaning from mine and douches. They're going to be like, what's the cheetah? We're like, nothing. It's just a cheetah. The best part is how many, like, what if you got like four orders for your cheetah sandwich?
You have to get four cheetahs.
At the back.
Or you could just put four, you could put like four slices of bread on its back and then four slices of bread under each paw and then you have to be like a platter. It's your cheetah platter.
No, I still like...
It's just a sad cheetah covered in bread. It's just a cheetah being like, having trouble walking because you've fucking put sandwiches on his feet so his pads are all fucked up.
And covered in butter.
It's like when dogs or something are walking and the things on their feet, they just do like ridiculous...
like just big steps. Yeah. Because they're like, what the fuck is this? That's that cheetah covered in bread.
Also, yeah. I like to imagine you go out the back, there's just a bookshelf just with only Moby Dick and then just a pen of cheetahs.
Yeah. Yeah. The best part about that is
and
that...
then a little container of nails.
Exactly. Nails.
Because nobody orders that one.
And DVD copies of I Am Legend.
Pirated, let's be honest.
Is it because we bought all the cheetahs and then we're out of money?
No, because it has... I think...
Because
it can't be the Hollywood version of I Am Legend because that's then...
It has
to
be...
Was it the first... Was it called The Omega Man?
I think yes. that's the original, the book.
Yeah.
No, keep it the DVD because then you have to explain that the book was... Like, maybe they get like, the book.
They get something free if they work it out. Like you could have like a brain
They get a free cheetah sandwich.
Yeah.
Whoa. Moby Dick sandwich.
Yeah.
We're not
or just a free
money.
Soda.
You know the best thing?
Free refill.
Yeah.
There you go. Good luck. That's the only food or edible thing. I mean, you could eat Moby Dick, but I like that each thing has butter as well. Because the idea of being like, hey, at least a free copy of Moby Dick and peeling off the back. You're like, this is a very buttery book. This is a very buttery cheetah. You know what's clever about cheetah sandwiches, though? For our little business selling sandwiches that aren't sandwiches.
That's on a highway.
No one's ever buying, keeping the cheetah. Because the moment you wheel it out, they're like, I don't want this. They leave, put the cheetah back in the pan for the next guy.
Are they, though? Or are they like, fuck yeah, I get the cheetah.
I think it would be a weaker like turnaround. So you'd give the cheetah to them and they'd be like, oh, hell yeah, I got a motherfucking cheetah. And then after a week, they'd be like, nah, man, can't toilet train it.
I don't
I'll
want
give
a cheetah.
Back.
It killed my dog. Take it back. And we'll be like, there
it
you
killed
go.
My dog and stole my wife.
I liked it. It would be like at the start of the week, like cheetah sandwiches. And then by about Thursday, it would be like off the menu. Cheetah sandwiches not available.
It's Monday special.
Yeah, exactly. Monday special. And then it comes back around again and you get, you know, more cheetahs when we get them back. The guy's job, who I do not envy, is the guy who has to duct tape the bread to the cheetahs.
The cheetah wrangler.
Yeah, when you're like...
Our sandwich artist.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, yo! We got another cheetah sandwich!
Oh, jeez! Fire! Get me my mittens.
Just mittens. Not even fucking oven mitts. Mittens. They're not going to protect poor Al.
Why?
Just imagine him covered in scars and scratches.
And sweaty.
Sweaty and always just really jumpy. Also, he lives there in my mind.
Uh-huh. With the cheetahs.
Yeah. Like when we turn it off to go home for the night, we're like, good night, Al.
See you later, man.
And he's just like, yeah, all right.
No, hey. No cheetah sandwiches tomorrow, yeah?
No promises, Al.
Oh, jeez.
Al is jealous of the guy who makes the Moby Dick sandwiches. Do we have a different person for each sandwich? Do we only serve three sandwiches?
I feel like Jean makes the Moby Dick sandwiches.
Jean.
Yeah.
Hey, Jean.
Jean, another Moby Dick, eh?
Hey! All right.
Jean is not an Italian name.
Nope.
That was not an Italian accent.
It was not even close.
It was just us... changing our voice, and it's sounding wrong.
I'm trying to think if we could do other pun sandwiches, like something with ham. Like
that's a food.
John Ham.
Just photos.
Just photos of John Ham with two pieces of bread and butter. No, photo of John Ham, actual slice of ham, two pieces of bread, double ham.
Yep. Whoever it is, I want like an old fuddy-duddy professor who's like lost funding. So he still wears the patches on his tweed jacket but has those really corny jokes in all of his lectures. But he's like, oh no, I have no lectures to deliver. I'll go make sandwiches.
Is he making the John Ham sandwiches or is he making all our sandwiches?
I feel as though he could make all the ones.
I thought you were going to put him in a sandwich of like a corn sandwich or a corny sandwich. I was like, that's a very, very long joke just to get to that. But it didn't go that way. It was no joke.
It was just a professor's making our sandwiches. How old is he in your mind? Is he cheetah 80. Wrangling age?
80?
No, he's not.
Yeah.
No, that's not even old enough. Like
with old beard.
I don't think I'd hire a man that old for my sandwich shop.
Well, he might die.
I don't think
with
we'd...
that attitude, yeah. But
there's a lot of cheetahs in our place.
There are a
it's
lot of
a
cheetahs
stressful
out
place.
The back. In my mind, we're on like a highway in rural Victoria as well. So
yes,
is that where we're all
I
picturing
think so.
It?
No, I was picturing like Detroit.
What?
I don't know.
That's not a highway.
I know.
That's a place.
Yeah.
That's a city. That's an old city.
I fucked up. Oh, highway 66 was also sort of where I was going.
I feel like
with Route 66. You mean?
Childish's lack of highway knowledge, his highway ignorance is coming out. He's feeling the highway shame.
I've given away that we're in fucking Australia.
Oh, shit. Australian podcast. A cheetah sandwich would be a sub because a cheetah's long, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
like it's just like a big old fucking, what do you call a sub?
A sub.
A sub.
I thought there might be like a dip, because would you call it like a slice of sub? Like, you know, you got the top of the sub and the bottom of the sub.
I think that's just the whole thing.
Is it? No, but like, what do you call sandwiches? What do you call half of a submarine? Like the top half.
Oh.
Do you just call it the top half?
I think so. I don't think it's going anywhere.
I'm stressing about where. Because it's the top slice.
Well, you could call it a sandwich.
It's a slice. I guess it's a half a sub.
It could be like a sandwich hat. So you can have the sandwich hat is the top of the sub, and then sandwich shoes are down the bottom.
Top and base.
I'm liking the idea of the John Hamm sandwich just being like bread hat, bread shoes. Then you yourself could be a sandwich.
The Joel sandwich.
The Joel sandwich.
Get some doucher in you.
What kind of sandwich would you be?
A good one.
That's not a good answer. Give me a bite.
Probably like, hey, nothing too fancy. I'm just a regular Joe.
Yeah.
Cool.
But what's on a regular? It doesn't tell me anything.
Like fucking, you got your bread.
Yeah.
You're a BLT.
Yeah. That's sort of.
That's a fucking BLT.
Yeah.
If I was like, I'll have the Joel sandwich and somebody brought me a BLT, I'd be like.
You got to add something to it then to make it the Joel sandwich. So get BLT and.
Get that fucking tomato out of there.
Yeah.
Chuck in some cheese.
So BLC?
BLC.
BLC?
BLCJ.
Yeah. Wait. Ah, Joel.
Yeah.
A book of
Joel. Or we could put it. No, I don't like that one.
Or should I
just break my name up and be like, you got some. Jalapenos, that's Jay. You got some olives. Olives are gross. I'm liking this.
Egg. Jalapenos, olives, egg.
Lettuce.
And lettuce.
That's disgusting.
It's going to be the worst.
That's disgusting.
Let's try that again. No, I just don't think there is enough.
No, this is good. Like
jalapenos. Olives. Oranges?
Oranges. Okay.
What starts with O?
Octopus?
Here we go. We might have a seafood sandwich. Eels, lettuce,
actual whole eels.
Get some eels in you.
Writhing eels in between two slices of bread
and a bit of an octopus.
Yeah, all right.
Just a single tentacle.
So then. I'll have. Is there anything else that starts with J that isn't jalapenos? Jerky.
Yeah, jerky.
Avocado, yeah. Crab, kangaroo.
So meat
sauce.
Olives.
Olives. Nachos.
That's a good sandwich.
It's not that great. I don't think crab and kangaroo is a good mix. Let's be honest.
If you swap crab out for something, you've pretty much made like a nacho sandwich.
Capsicum, which always goes great with nachos.
You've made a nacho sandwich, but rather than beef, you've just got kangaroo. You made a good sandwich.
That's a great sandwich. The Jackson sandwich.
Come on, Ellie, what do you get then?
And how are we going to spell Allie, which is also, can you spell it A-double-L-I?
That's it. I'm not greedy. I don't take any more letters than I need.
That's enough.
Your name is wrong in my phone.
Okay, this happens a lot.
Sort that shit out.
I think it would have to be avocado.
I already used avocado.
I know, what else starts with A?
Alligator?
No, I don't want
ankles.
Ankles.
Asparagus.
Abracadabra.
No, asparagus. All right, I'll stick with asparagus for now.
Mm-hmm.
Asparagus. I don't like it. Lettuce.
He used lettuce.
Oh no.
Limes.
Limes.
And you've got two L's, okay. So you're in
trouble. I know, I need to get two of them. Lemons and limes.
Okay, asparagus, lemon, lime.
Italian dressing.
That sounds like a disgusting.
That is the wettest sandwich.
Yeah, it's so soggy. It's
really a soggy gross. Sandwich. I want it to be a wrap. So then you can make it into a wrap.
It's still pretty soggy.
You'd pick it up, yeah. It would just like liquid. You would just. It would be like.
You
like
could wring that sandwich out.
It would be like holding a wet sock.
And you try and eat it and it would just dribble down your neck. I think I made the best one. Dusha's one is just writhing with eels. Dusha's one is scary when they bring it to you on the I feel like, what I'm imagining is like a very big bowl with a sandwich in the middle and just eels sliding around inside.
And then eventually just like a tentacle of an octopus just like, boom. Yeah.
I think your sandwich would do really well underwater. Like,
what?
I mean, like, if SpongeBob went to Subway, then he would get your sandwich. Or Aquaman went to Subway, then he would get your sandwich.
I feel like
my sandwich would kill in the underwater department.
Your underwater sandwich shop. Yours does. So does yours, because it's wet already, so nobody notices.
No, but then hers has no taste underwater.
Yeah, oh, true. No.
No, it still would. People would be like,
eels would, though. People eat eels all the time.
Yes. Your sandwich really hits the I'm not hungry, I actually want to drink, and I want to drink something disgusting market.
Yep. It's really funny to imagine somebody eating Ali's underwater, because there'd just be this cloud of like lemon juice and lime juice surrounding them. And
Italian
dressing as they walked, just trailing away from their sandwich.
And then, so you'd just be eating a wet asparagus sandwich that just has a lot of awful flavors.
That's terrible. Underwater, maybe your like sandwich pickled. Would do well underwater.
Maybe they're like pickled. So you put like an asparagus and then you fill it with lemon, lime and Italian dressing and then just let it soak up. It'll be the newest crab. It'll be the newest fad.
Underwater, maybe.
Yeah, so it's pretty much soaked asparagus in a wrap. So
it still sounds really terrible.
I don't know how you made a worse sandwich than I did, but you did.
Well, I like that.
I ran out of ingredients.
Let's try again.
Apes, lime, ignorance. No.
That would also be
what?
Okay, let's.
Apricots?
Two of the three things you listed weren't food.
Yes, that's true.
Apes could be.
You could have a fruit sandwich, although I
apricot.
Apricot, lemon, lime, and Italian dressing.
You made it somehow worse and still very wet. But I reckon I can make. Okay, with Ali, I can make a better sandwich. Let's do this.
Okay,
let's take avocado. Like, let's
no, 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 start. No. We don't even need that. No, okay. I reckon we can do it without naming anything we've already used.
Okay.
Apricots.
Yeah.
Oh, apples. No! Apricot spread. That's a thing, isn't it? Is it?
Jam. It's jam.
Apricot jam.
Okay, apricot jam. Luftwaffe. I think lemons and limes.
What about lamb chops? You could, like, marinate lamb chops.
Apricot, lamb.
We didn't go lamb. That is, like, one of the most popular meats in the world, and we couldn't think of lamb.
We dropped the ball, guys! But that's one L taken care of, but we got another one to deal with.
What about a little bit of lemongrass?
All right.
Yeah, I'm thinking of marinating...
Apricot, lamb, lemongrass.
And
Italian dressing.
But we are making quite like
Italian meatballs? Does that count?
Just add Italian.
No, it's already
Italian
gone.
Spaghetti.
Hey, mamma mia.
Oh, God.
No, seriously, there's got to be something.
It's like a weird thing where you are tasked with finding a food that starts with a letter and you just... Brain goes blank for foods. You're like, I can't think of anything.
Ice cream.
Yeah, I was about to say
that. Apricot, lamb, lemongrass, ice cream sounds pretty disgusting. Not gonna lie.
But you get rid of the ice cream and then it's almost something you can eat.
Well, if it was like can you get savory ice cream?
No. Oh. Well, if you do, it's bad.
Fuck, come on, guys.
Come on, get it.
Ipecac.
Indian spices.
Indian spices.
Indian spices.
I don't know if that's any better
than Italian spices.
But
we're done. No, that's a sandwich I'd eat.
Apricot jam, lamb chops.
No, not apricot jam, like an apricot marinade.
Apricot marinade with
or
lemongrass.
Like artichokes.
On lamb. No, we're back to soggy.
Fuck. I think artichokes are a particularly dry vegetable.
I imagine them in a jar like asparagus. Yeah, it's soggy. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, you've just got like a fucking nacho sandwich. You've got you've got like a fancy sandwich. Kind of a fucking. Oh yeah, mine's underwater. That's
yeah,
right.
Yours is underwater, and now it's the best.
It's like in
on dry land.
I like how we really worked hard to make sure that your sandwich was still the worst. Like mine was pretty bad. You're like, no, I can't be shown up in badness.
Let's sort out Ali.
Yeah,
but douches once we sunk it,
it's great.
It got the best.
It's a hit. History of sandwiches, Jackson.
Okay, I wanted to. I've spoken about the Earl of Sandwich before on the show.
Greasy meats. Look out, there's some fucking beef.
The Earl of Sandwich, because I was looking up like his ancestors, and the best thing about the Earl of Sandwich is that everything he discovered or had afterwards had sandwich. There's an island of sandwich, which is the best.
I liked it. Like an Isle of Sandwich?
I think it might be the Isle of Sandwich.
Because Sandwich Island, that's funny, but Isle of Sandwich, way better.
Yeah, Isle of, somehow it makes it seem fancy and a bit magical.
Oh, yeah.
And that's great.
It's hard to imagine an Isle of Sandwich and not imagine sandwiches growing on trees.
Right, right.
I feel as though it's an attraction at Disney World.
Like, welcome to the Isle of Sandwich with Sandwichy, and he'll give you a hug. Do you think if you were, like, the sandwich line, you would, like, I'm surprised they didn't theme themselves after sandwiches. Like, even erect statues of sandwiches on there. If you've been given, if you've been handed that by fate and the divines. Like, if my last name was, like, Jackson, say, Piano, then I would be, like, just piano theming my existence.
Yep.
Well,
to the point
as you may know, my last name is Dusha.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with these.
You aren't going to theme yourself after female hygiene products.
No. Or showers if I'm French.
Yeah.
I'm not French. It's feminine hygiene. Guys, sometimes life sucks.
Wait, what is, is it just got a, is a douche just a shower in France? People are like, I'm going to have a quick douche before we go to the park.
I don't think it's quite like that. It might be pronounced slightly different, okay. But it's similar.
Douche.
Yeah, there we go. Nailed it.
Perfect. What do you call those French things where it's like a toilet and it squirts your bum?
It's I think it's a bidet.
Bidet. Oh, that's a bidet. Bidets are
not
the best.
Not to be confused with a pide, which you eat.
Do you?
Yeah, pide.
What's a
my
pide?
My sister got a house a couple of years ago and it had like a bidet in it. And I think my nephew was about 8 at the time. And he
drank
in.
From it, didn't he?
Oh, no, he turned in and his favourite thing to do was going, g'day, bidet. How classic. Wonderfully
I thought that was going to involve a lot more bum holes.
No. I once pissed in a bidet.
I don't think any...
Because I was confused. I'd never seen a bidet before in my life. I was like, is this just...
A urinal?
Another toilet?
Why don't you go to the toilet next to the bidet?
Well, I was let's test out this cool new thing.
I can understand. Also, as a guy, like, urinals look ridiculously different depending on the bathroom. Yeah. There's been a point where I almost pissed in a sink because I thought it was a urinal.
It was a really fancy restaurant.
What kind of sink looks like a urinal?
Because it was like one of those stainless steel sinks and it was quite low.
Okay. Yeah.
And the taps weren't... I think I had been drinking.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's hard to mistake taps.
The urinal in the thing still looked very... Like, it was a very confusing layout.
Yeah.
I was confused.
I'm lucky you didn't pee in a sink.
I recovered.
See, I did pee in that bidet. Nobody knows either. Like, I peed in that bidet, and then only years later, I was like, that wasn't a urinal at all. That was a fucking bidet.
If you peed in a bidet, does that mean that the water that...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
got squirted into someone's bot after that was your pee?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, probably it someone got squirted in the bot by my pee. I peed in a bot, guys. That's the greatest thing ever.
There's a restaurant somewhere in Melbourne.
I'm worried about this.
I haven't been there because I don't own a penis. But, okay.
These boys in the clear.
But there's a urinal and it's behind where the people eat and they've got like the one-sided glass.
Oh, so I know about this.
It looks like a mirror if you're eating, but when you go to the bathroom, the guys can like wee on their friends.
That's
not
actually, awesome.
But yeah, they can wee on their friends.
Where is this? I want to go.
It's very, I know the thing you're talking about. Yeah, it's like behind the, I think the bathroom is like behind the bar, so like you can just see everything.
That's awesome.
And it feels like people are just watching you pee, but they're not.
Could you make one for ladies? Like, have you made the floor clear and also made ladies pee in a trough?
Then we would be in a very different type of society.
Yeah, that would not work.
There is one in Russia, I think.
Our mate's Russia.
There's on your way to somewhere, there's quite a long road trip and people have said that when they desperately need to go to the bathroom, they pull the bus over and there's just like a trench.
Yeah.
And everyone
pisses
goes
in the trench. Well, it's the piss trench.
And does a little bit of poos. Oh, a few poos.
A couple poos.
I did hear about someone who accidentally was traveling. Well, they were on purpose traveling.
Holy shit, I'm on a plane.
The Accidental Tourist. Yeah. A film, I'm pretty sure.
But right. he had his passport in his back pocket and then he was like, oh no, I gotta go to the bathroom. And then it fell out of his pocket and he didn't realize.
And it fell in the poo?
Yeah, and then they had to take it out and then, yeah.
And when he was like, I'd like to cross the border, they were like, this is poo passport.
Well, they're like,
turn around, you live in Russia now.
Yeah, they're like, you don't need to touch it. You don't need to touch. You don't need to touch the passport. You don't need to. And the guy was like, "You're having something to hide." So he went through every single page of the pooey passport.
Jesus Christ!
The Accidental Tourist is a film.
Oh, well, fucking done, Dusha.
It's about an emotionally distant writer of travel guides who must carry on with his life after his son is killed and his marriage crumbles. That's not a fun movie.
It's pretty dark.
I guess if I saw The Accidental Tourist, I'd be like, this is going to be some Weekend at Bernie's Ernest Goes to War kind of bullshit. I don't think there's ever an Ernest film called Ernest Goes to War.
Want to make it? You can be Ernest. I'll be war.
Can we? Hey, am I going to go to you? Can we talk about, and maybe there's a legitimate
reason. No, sorry. I remember what I was going to say before the Russia talk. It always upsets me that there's just no female urinals.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay with it.
No, you guys are missing
why?
Out.
Why? No, it's like not even out. That. What? Is it a double standard or am I just missing some element of lady pooping? Or lady peeing, rather. Where?
Yeah, you don't poop in your... Jackson. Oh, no, Jackson. Jackson.
Uh-oh. Spaghetti. No, because when I'm in a urinal and I flop my dick out and then a fella will come up next to me, flop his dick out. Ladies get their own little booth.
Yes, we do.
Can we talk about that?
Well, if you go to some seedy nightclub, there are at least three ladies in each booth. But I think they're doing...
Yeah, I was going to say they're probably doing blow or something.
Yeah, I was going to say crack, but I don't actually understand drug terms. So.
I don't know how you do crack.
I don't know what
do you
crack
put
is.
It in a spoon and eat the spoon or something?
Eat the spoon?
But like, I like the idea
like
of eating
here
the
comes
spoon.
The aeroplane. The spoon. Here comes the aeroplane smuggling crack.
With most drugs, you can take them different ways, so it depends. But
all
with
right.
crack, most
fun
people use a crack pipe.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah, but why? Why do ladies, are ladies spared the humiliation of having your genitals next to someone?
Yes.
Humiliation? It's great.
Humiliation? Jubilation.
See, you guys have embraced it, but, you know, this whole female modesty means I get my own little tiny
it's
cuticle.
Not even modesty, though. Like, if a girl was if a girl's popping a squat, even if you're watching, it's like, the girl's bits mostly inside.
Yeah,
you
ain't gonna see shit at a urinal. Guys. If you accidentally glance down, you're like, that's a cock.
Where?
That's not a cock. This is a cock.
I see you've played cock before.
And like, I'm not complaining. Like, whatever. I don't
and that is why we have our own cubicles, because you guys have cock wars.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't want
to
have those.
When you're trying to have, like, a pee fight with someone at a urinal that you didn't know, they'd be like, what are you doing? What are you please stop.
So
come up pee fight me.
Come on, let's play cock.
Then someone thinks you're soliciting them for gay sex.
Cock.
For a quick little game of cock.
Quick little gay of cock.
No, but, you know, I'd like a little even like if urinals had, like, little walls on it. I guess we've got those little ones in the wall.
Oh, I don't know.
That's just like a long trough. Everyone pees in a trough, basically. Okay. But sometimes you get ones where it's like in the wall is like a little, you get little wall.
I've used ones before that it looks like just like a normal wall, but like it's not
segmented kind of.
It's like in the wall, sort of like the stainless steel urinals are, but it was like colored. It sort of looks like wall, but was clearly not. And because it was like, it's still porcelain.
Yeah.
And the floor just had like a grate. So it wasn't, it was sort of like, you don't know how you're.
What about splashback?
You don't know how, I just realized you don't know how urinals work based on that reaction. All urinals have a grate on the floor.
Oh, okay.
You stand on the grate. So when you pee, like it just.
I remember once going into a toilet and there was a guy standing before the grate. And I was like, have I been peeing wrong my whole life?
No, people do that sometimes. They're wrong.
Yeah,
push
they have the problem. Get in there. Learn how to urinal.
It's so that like when you're like, shit, it's just easier. That's what the grate's for.
That's what the grate's for. I know. Hey, I appreciate the grate. I just feel like male peeing technology should.
Do you think the grates are great?
I think the grate is great.
Yes.
I am.
No, Joel doesn't think that great is great.
With female urinal, they should just get like a trough thing. Girls just like fucking like getting on a horse.
I'm into
throw
it.
Throw a leg or you gotta take off your pants then.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I forgot about.
See, I guess that's the trade off there, isn't it? Mm. We can just flop it out, but the trade off is that we have to look at other men's dicks.
Yes.
Yours is a whole process, but at least you get the privacy. So, all right. Okay. I've squared it away in my own head. Peeing is fair, once again.
Urinals.
How did we get to urinals from sandwiches?
I don't want to come back because it feels like we need to wash our hands.
Anyway, sandwiches.
Before we start eating sandwiches, it does feel like we need to wash our hands.
I've
been picturing so much urine and feces that, I think we should wash. You know that hand sanitizers, you're right, we need to talk about hand sanitizers for a bit before we handle a sandwich. Hand sanitizers are like the least hygienic place in a toilet, like in a public bathroom.
Because everyone who has dirty hands touches it.
And also because what happens is that you hand sanitize, level of sanitizer gets low, but it doesn't completely drain out, and then they refill it. So you just end up with this like month-old sanitizer that you're wiping your hands with.
Oh.
Full of bacteria.
I didn't know that. I thought that sanitizer was so strong because it smells so strong.
As a person who has a job that involves changing stuff like that, technology has evolved, Jackson. Now there's like motion sensor ones, and it's a bag, so you're not refilling it. You just change the bag.
Oh, neat.
They're safe again. Washing your hands is safe again.
It's
guys.
Safe to go back in the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's good.
See, now
we're going
to
need a
sandwiches.
Bigger boat.
No, when... I was making Jaws jokes.
I was on board. Jaws. Okay. Let's talk about Jaws for a bit, guys.
I don't want to go back in the water. I've just eaten.
Sandwiches.
A sandwich. Yeah.
No.
Sandwich facts.
Okay.
Did you guys know that sandwiches weren't really the first one that was handheld portable meal?
Yeah.
Wraps.
Handheld meals is a good term that we've never used before.
Portable meals, yeah.
Because I like that before that, everyone just like sat down and was like, this is me for the next hour. I'm not getting up till this is finished.
I'm settled, yeah. But now you can have your sandwich and a wrap, which apparently came beforehand.
I thought you were going to say, and now you can have your sandwich and wrap and eat it too. I was like, I do. eat them.
You're ahead of the times.
You don't just have a sandwich and you're like, sweet, and then you put it down and carry on your merry way. I feel like the sandwich would have come before the wrap, though, a bit, because a wrap is a bit more involved.
Is it, though?
Is it really? It's just a flat bit of bread folded.
Yeah, but a sandwich is just two flat breads, like, on either side. I guess people didn't want to waste bread, hey?
Yeah, bread?
I don't think it was wrapped with a slice of bread. Mm. I think it was like wrapped.
No.
It was like some naan bread.
You misunderstood, I think, but that's funny to imagine that we were discussing, like, surely someone wrapped bread in
because if you try and fold a slice of bread, it does that thing where it just, like, the bottom busts out. And you're like,
yeah, but you know when you're really, really tired and you're like, I'm really hungry, but I don't want to go to the supermarket to get more bread. There's one piece left. I'm going to put a little bit of jam in there and I'm just going
to
fold it over.
And
that's a thing.
To do me.
I think it's still a sandwich, though. I wouldn't call that a wrap.
I think a wrap is a sandwich. I'll make that claim. Jackson Bailey, this is my flag on the moon. Wraps are sandwiches.
I 100% disagree with both of your statements.
What?
No way.
I don't think a folded slice of bread is a sandwich.
What is it?
Folded bread.
Okay.
And I don't think that a wrap is a sandwich.
It's in the sandwich family.
It's in the...
A wrap is a sandwich as a gorilla is to an orangutan. Still a
monkey.
But a different one.
I would probably say that a wrap is a wrap is to a sandwich like a human is to a gorilla. At some point, they probably came from the same idea.
Yeah.
Okay. A portable handheld meals.
Or but now the upright monkey. Yeah.
Now they're two completely different things.
Yeah, but if you were to get a man and an ape in the same room, you'd be like, I see. I see what this is. Both apes. Just like you get... I see what this is. Just the idea of someone being like, hey, I got a gorilla and a man, and you're like, oh, I see what you've done. I see your plan. Both apes. And that's my feeling on the sandwich wrap debate.
Okay. I think we agree to disagree here.
Yeah, I mean, like, hey, don't get me wrong.
If I heard someone be like, hey, that's a sick sandwich, and was pointing to my wrap, I would be very confused. And
you know why? There's too much ambiguity, because you've got, like, sandwich, subs, wraps, they're right on the end. Wraps turn quickly into souvlakis.
Yeah, that's true.
And other
burritos.
Burritos, yep, yeah. Yep.
Fuck.
I know, but they're not sandwiches.
See, yeah, I wouldn't call a burrito a sandwich.
But you call a wrap a sandwich.
Yeah.
Also, why is a wrap called... hang on. Let's try that again.
You can ask about wraps because you wrap it.
No,
right?
Why do people think it's okay to call a wrap because it's wrap? Like, that's too simple. Give it a different name, like a souvlaki or a fucking kebab.
I guess we don't call a bread like a squish.
Can you imagine trying to market that one?
The problem here is that when you put two things, one thing on top, one thing on bottom, that's called sandwiching something.
But so. I think that happened because the sandwich came first.
I think that happened, because of the Earl of Sandwich. Yeah. I like to remember that the Earl of Sandwich was called the Earl of Sandwich because he just kept, like, sandwiching things together.
This is not complete unless it's bookended.
Do you know what's a really, really funny idea?
Yeah, that's what they should call sandwiches, bookends. I'll have a cheese bookend.
That's a good name.
That's an all right one. Bookend. That's like a chicken noise. Carry on.
Bookend?
Bookend? Bookend? Imagine having like five chickens and four of them are just like, burk, 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 burk. And one's just like, book, 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 bookend? You'd be like, something's up with that one chicken.
Take it aside and it would live a very long and happy life at a freak show.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me, chicken, what was that?
Come again, Mr. Chicken? Book it! Like, I think something's terribly wrong with this chicken. Anyway, go on.
I think that I find very, very funny, and I don't know why, is that Earl of Sandwich that invented the sandwiches was Earl of Sandwich the Fourth or something. So there was Earl of Sandwiches that didn't. Like, sandwiches didn't exist for them. And I don't know why that's so funny.
It's like a destiny. Yeah, and it's like the first three were like, I know I've got to do something today. Yeah, exactly. Is it noodles? No, it's not noodles. Maybe if I wrap all of these vegetables in lettuce. Nah, I'm still not getting it. Yeah. And then the fourth guy comes along and is like, you know what I need in my life more? Bread. I need meat.
These meats are too greasy.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't want to hold them.
All my cards dirty.
I don't want to use a knife and fork.
Oh, shit.
I reckon he's probably the most lazy because he's like, I don't want to wash dishes. I don't want to wash knives and forks because I'm trying to like pick up my meat with a pitchfork. No.
Trident.
And then he turned around and said, nah, that's it. Somebody give me something more that I can eat. Piece of bread, another piece of bread. Boom. Now I can go to war feeling full.
That's what he was all about, the Earl of Sandwich. Going to war. I think we're lucky that... Well, I don't know, lucky, but why not? Lucky that the Earl of Sandwich, the fourth, was the only one who did, the first one who did something great. Because otherwise, we'd be like fucking looking at like a tension bridge or something and being like, look at that sandwich. That is a strong sandwich.
Or that they would call sandwiches Earls.
Yeah, exactly. I'll have a chicken Earl. Give me a chicken Earl or a chicken Booker.
His name wasn't Earl. He probably had a first name.
He was not Earl, but Earl of Sandwich. No, but like, imagine if the third Earl
of Sandwich, the Earl of Sandwich.
Yes. Earl Sandwich is a brilliant name. But imagine if the Earl of Sandwich had, say, invented the
tension
piano.
Bridge.
And we were just like, I'm just going to tinkle the ivories in this sandwich. And then we wouldn't have a name for sandwich. We'd call it Greasy Bread Holder. Greasy Bread. greasy no, meat.
The non-greasy bread holder.
Exactly.
Because it's not greasy and it's portable.
It's being soaked up by the bread.
Unless it's Joel's sandwich and it's underwater.
Exactly, or your sandwich and it's full of Italian dressing. Dusha, have you sandwich movies in?
I have, but I want to go back to Earl of Sandwich very quickly.
Okay.
There is a restaurant called Earl of Sandwich.
That's the best. Is it owned by an Earl of Sandwich?
That would be fantastic.
It is not.
Rats.
Disappointing.
It was founded in 2004.
That's a shame.
Well, but surely there are still earls and whatnot.
Surely there's
Britain.
Still at least a descendant who's owed some money by the
yeah,
Earl of Sandwich.
Yeah, it's one little tiny house on a street now. It's like, oh, well, about 100 years ago, this belonged to
the
Earl.
Earl of Sandwich.
And now it's a townhouse which we hold parties in.
Yeah.
But either way,
Earl of Sandwich's real name was John Montagu.
That's the best. John Montagu Gew, I think. Not Goo.
I like
it's
Goo
G-U.
Better.
Yeah, that's Gew. John Montagu. John Montagui.
But if it's John Montagu.
Fourth Earl of Sandwich.
See, I think that really set the destiny path.
Yeah.
Because some of the best sandwiches are gooey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, peanut butter and jelly.
That is peanut butter is weird to think, but it's a gooey. Gooey spread.
Especially with a little bit of jam.
He was also
gooey.
Secretary of State for the Northern Department of wherever he was from for less than a month.
See, he's obviously not a very good Secretary of State. He's too busy ordering sandwiches.
He's too busy 19th with his greasy
December,
meats, getting all of his papers greasy.
19th of December 1770 to 12th of January 1771.
That's too funny.
You had a crack. And hey.
Wasn't for you.
Maybe that was the problem. He had greasy fingers and he was getting all the paperwork and greasy. And he's like, and then they fired him and he said, never again. I will never lose my paperwork to greasy fingers.
I will degrease my hands.
Bye.
I like to think they were like Earl. Earl Sandwich, mate. Mr. Sandwich. It's either the greasy meats or your job. And he was like, I know what I'm choosing. Greasy meats. Is what I'm about.
Yep.
He's a strange man now that I'm reading. He had a naval career and then he turned his energy towards music.
Oh, that's nice.
Naval music?
Ancient music, apparently.
All right.
Sandwiches in film. Mm-hmm. It's weird watching people eat sandwiches in film because usually people don't do that.
Yes.
But sometimes they do. And when they do, it's always memorable. So for instance, there's a very famous scene in Point Break. Starring Keanu Reeves,
yeah.
Gary Busey.
And surfing.
Gary
Boozy.
Gary the Boss.
Yeah.
That's what I call him.
We're pals. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, there's just a scene where they're just talking about meatball sandwiches, and then Gary the Boss is just like, hey, get me two. That's too many sandwiches for one man.
Come on, Gary the Boss. Slow down on your sandwiches.
And also a thing, although Keanu Reeves comes back with the sandwiches and they look fucking delicious.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And although it was recently revealed, and this is a serious thing, it sounds like I'm just saying things now. Keanu Reeves recently revealed that he didn't get to taste the sandwiches.
That's heartbreaking.
What's the point
of being in acting?
If you're not going to eat this.
Well, I think that's the thing
sandwich.
With acting is you're
don't
acting.
Actually get to eat the sandwich.
I hope so much that Keanu Reeves brought that up without any pushing or pressure from anyone else. Like, he was just in an interview, and he's like, hey, you know those sandwiches I ate on Point Break? And they're like, what, Keanu? And he's like, I didn't get to eat a single one. Keanu, I don't know what you're talking about. This is for John Wick. We're interviewing you for John Wick. I didn't get to eat a single sandwich.
Not a single one, and that's why I'm back.
And I hope to get more sandwiches in film. How could you not, just like once you're done filming, just have a little sneaky bite?
Yeah.
You know.
Was it real, though?
Yeah.
Was it real?
Yeah, it was real.
You know all those sandwich shops that put, like,
no,
the preserved
ones? No, because Gary the Boss, he's going to town on his.
Yeah, like, but it wouldn't be surprising if he just ate a styrofoam sandwich.
Yeah, Gary Busey just eating styrofoam. Gary, those are styrofoam. I know!
I'm an actor!
That's about playing pretend!
And for the last time, it's Gary the Boss.
I also like to imagine that Keanu Reeves was
just like styrofoam blowing
caught in his teeth. I like to imagine Keanu Reeves being like, when we're finished, like go to the director, like when we're finished, can I have one of the sandwiches? And he's like, yeah, sure. And
director was a lady.
Oh, neat. She's like, yeah, sure.
There we go.
But then just he finishes and Gary Busey's eating them all. He's like, Gary, they were for me. Didn't you know?
Then Keanu Reeves just like turns to the horizon, just looks wistfully off in the distance.
Longingly, yeah.
Those fucking sandwiches.
Gary Busey ate my sandwich.
He ate both. The scene only called for you to eat one, Gary. Why did you eat both?
How many times did they do that scene and how many sandwiches did Gary Busey have to eat?
Like, I wonder what the record in acting for most takes in a scene where an actor's eating.
Yeah, like, because you would have to just eat and eat and that sandwich would get cold. And, well, I guess it's probably already cold. It's a sandwich, but...
It was a meatball sandwich. Though, no,
then it's gross that it's cold.
Oh. Yeah, even worse.
Like, can you imagine, like, they're like, all right, take 52... Point break. Somebody get Gary another sandwich.
I don't think they swallow. I don't.
No, but what if
that's
they,
out of context?
But what if they bite the sandwich in the scene?
Then they spit it out.
That's so many sandwiches someone's made.
There's just like a pile of just chewed meatballs on the floor.
A lot of those ads, you know, with
Gary,
kids,
there's a bucket.
The Nutella ads, and the kids take a bite out of their like toast, and then once they stop rolling, they make the kids like spit it out into a bucket.
I can't eat the toast
because it takes like 52 takes.
I feel like Gary otherwise you'd could eat feel all sick. Those sandwiches.
I think he could too, and that's probably
52 bites
I
of toast is very easy to do. That is like four slices.
That's a bit more. It depends on the size of the
bite. No, because in ads, they always just bite off the corner. Remember?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. That's
actually,
true.
Here's the thing. If Gary Busey was going to eat each sandwich, because in the take, he just bites it, yeah?
No, I think he's eating it.
No, but I mean, like, he takes his first bite in the scene.
Yeah,
so that would mean that if they had to retake it, he's already taken a bite, throw that sandwich away, get him another one. Does he eat the whole sandwich?
I wonder if after every take, they just gave that one sandwich with a bite out of it. Just, you know, here's one for the cameraman.
Yeah.
Here's one for the guy
who holds
the director's
stick. I don't know if I'd want a sandwich Gary Busey had had a chomp out of.
Gary the Boss.
Gary the Boss had a chomp.
Oh, maybe there's just like a little fan club
little
to
Gary
the
Busey
side.
Fan club.
And just like chucking sub sandwiches out.
See,
another of my favorite fuck whatever you another one of my favorite sandwich themes is, The classic film, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Denzel is in a library, I think, just eating a sandwich. And he just looks at the camera and it sort of zooms in slowly on his face. And he's got like a 1,000-yard stare. I'm pretty sure it's a really serious scene, but I can't really remember.
That's a very accurate rendition of eating a sandwich, though. Because when you're eating a sandwich, sometimes you just sort of zone out from the world.
You zone out and you're just enjoying that
you're
sandwich.
Just like,
sandwiches
I'm
are a contemplative food.
In this sandwich. I'm in this sandwich right now. That's all that matters to me.
I just had a really scary thought.
What?
I can't remember the last time I had a sandwich.
Ugh.
I think I kind of really want a sandwich now.
I've been having like a cheese and pickle sandwich craving for over 24 hours now. It's hard to talk about sandwiches.
Let's go get sandwiches, guys.
Yeah, guys, we're done here.
On that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Dusha.
And I'm Alison Kathleen.
Let's go get some sandwiches.
Pumpkin
sandwiches.
It was later revealed that Joel never got to eat one of those sandwiches in Point Break.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.